Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. On the line, Sandy Williams. You know, Sandy, the real problem with all of these things is that, you know, the gasoline prices, things work out in Ukraine, and let's say, you know, by the end of the week, they come up, you know, with the ceasefire. The oil prices aren't going to decline, you know, overnight. This is, you know, to get back to $2.79, if ever we get back there again, it's going to take years to get there.
Well, it is true that prices go up faster than they go down usually, and that probably is the case just from the standpoint of experience in marketplaces. And also, it really, it depends on supplies. It takes a while for supply adjustments to be made. If we lift the sanctions, these sanctions on natural gas and oil that have been applied to Russia can be lifted, and the effect of that lifting could be very prompt. I don't know the extent to which that it's interfered with the contracts under which that stuff was being sold, but there are presumably contracts in place to account for all that volume. And those contracts, to the extent they were suspended, should come back into effect almost immediately. So the effect of the sanctions should be lifted quite promptly. There's a fair amount of volume of production coming on in the United States. I think that the United States this year is slated to produce more barrels of oil than we did in 2019, which I think was the record ever that we produced. There was a scaling down then because of the pandemic and the recession from the pandemic. And then, of course, this embargo has caused a further shortage for the last weeks. But I don't know. I think the price of gas could respond relatively rapidly in light of all this.
You know, one of the things, Sandy, that I haven't seen, and maybe, you know, that's not a surprise. You know, I'm not as privy to many of those things that you are, is that the price of gas going up as high as it has not infected thus far employment in this country. If it stays there for an elongated period of time, would it then have some impact on employment?
Well, sure. Inflation of costs and prices, particularly critical ones like oil in particular. Gasoline is less important than oil to the general economy. Gasoline is important to the pocketbook of people who buy gasoline, which is the consumers with cars. But sure, it would have an effect on inflation, and inflation definitely has an effect on the economy. And furthermore, an increase in cost of production based on oil could have an effect. I think the price of oil will come down relatively quickly. Oil is a very volatile commodity and reacts quite quickly to changes at the margin of whether there is a surplus or shortage. And with the lifting of the sanctions, if that happens, I think we could go from shortage to adequate supply or even surplus rather quickly.
You know, one of the things somebody asked me, they talked about our reserves, and I tried to explain to them. I don't know what the sheer numbers are, but our reserves are not something that you're going to be able to, you know, dig into and that they're so vast that whatever they release is going to bring the prices down tremendously. The reserves are just that for emergencies. And I don't know what the sheer numbers of barrels that we have, but it's certainly not going to be enough to impact or change what's happening with the cost of oil.
Well, it depends. I mean, reserves could be used for a shortage that you think is temporary. So if we think that the sanctions are a temporary measure that will be suspended and the supply will renew, then the reserve use can mitigate a short-term shortage. And shortage, like I said, the commodity price of oil is very, very responsive to daily supply and demand measurements. And if there is a shortage, the price of of oil will go up. If there's not, it doesn't go up as much. Releasing those reserves into the economy and making them available does reduce the amount of shortage on a day-to-day basis. And if it reduces it day-to-day for the number of days that we have this embargo, then it could be beneficial, very beneficial.
You know, Sandy, we've covered a whole array of topics this morning, and if nothing else, when you think about again our discussions and the depth of them, I hope that people really think long and hard about the topics that we've discussed, because all of them are really top. Let's go to the phone line. Who do we have on the line?
Don's giving us a call from Arizona.
Hey, Don, how you doing? Quickly, what do you say?
Oh, he's gone. Just sorry about that.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. But the depth of the conversations that we've had are the kinds of conversations that need to be had in this country. And so, to me, we're not going to change. I'm not going to change the conversations that I have with you, because from the first time I met you and the first time we started having dialogue, I thought it was so really important. And as many of the people who I interact with and talk to, when you're on these airwaves, they love it. In many instances, I think what it is that people feel, overwhelmed by what we're talking about, because they're pretty in-depth conversations, and you're not hearing the conversations like that, at least for extended periods of time anywhere else, Sandy. You may hear them. You can go to public broadcast radio. You're going to get some dialogue and conversations about the things that we've discussed here today, but not as in-depth as the conversations we have. And I just want people to know that, your background affords you, through your knowledge and your talents, to talk about these things that, in many other instances have been considered taboo. But people should get used to, when Sandy Williams is on the airwaves with me, we're going to have these kind of discussions.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying. My opinions are my opinions. They aren't universally held, that's for sure. If they were universally held, they wouldn't be very, very interesting, I guess. But my hope is that it would excite thought in the people who listen, and might sway people after they think about these things to move from the position they have to some other position, or at least to excite enough interest so they could call in and we could talk about them.
Well, Sandy, it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier for some to listen to Mike Liddell. The pillow guy, Mike Lindell, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Than to listen to you. But we're not going to go back the other way. Thank you, my friend. We'll see you on Friday. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Sam. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.